The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Pei. The Gemara on Daf Pei Amid Beis has a discussion between Levi and Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Levi's Rebbe. So Levi suggested that the brisa that discusses the halacha of a tmura that was nisar, that got mixed in with a different carbon, with the tmura of a taida. I have two animals and I'm not sure which one is the taida, which one is the tmura. So there's discussion what to do. And Levi had a suggestion what they should do. And Rebbe disagreed with Levi's suggestion. So how did Rebbe respond to Levi's statement? Amar Lei, on the Gemara says, and that payment base, kimenduma ani, that I think, she'ein loy moyach bikod kodoy, that there's no brain inside his skull. That Rebbe, in effect, was sort of insulting Levi, and he said that your argument, your suggestion, makes absolutely no sense, and since it makes no sense, his conclusion is that it must be that you have no brain. That is the comment. In fact, this is not the only place in Shas where the Gemara records a comment that Rebbe said to Levi, and Rebbe called him by this generous title. We also find that the Gemara Yevamos as well, the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Tes, also says the exact same words, that Rebbe referred to Levi as somebody who was Ein Loy Moach Bikad Kadoi. And the question is, specifically over here, and in general, many times in Shas, we find that the Tanom Nameiruim made very sharp comments about other people when they disagreed with them, and they called them names. And in fact, the Chavoy Zior and the Tshuvan Simon Kufin Beis is bothered. How come we find that Tanam and Amirom called other people names, and this is recorded in the Gemara? It says, doesn't sound like a very nice thing to do. In addition to the fact that we know there is an Isser in the Torah, Ma'al B'Pnei Chaveroi, and even if it's not Berabim, there is an Isser to embarrass somebody else, even not Berabim. If you embarrass him, Berabim, so then we say that it's as if you killed him. You don't know the Chedek and Adel Mabo. But even if not Berabim, it's still Osir. So if there is an Isser that one is not allowed to embarrass other people, it doesn't seem that the person would be allowed to call other people by insulting names or make derogatory comments about them. So how is it that we find that Rebbe was able and was allowed to make a statement about Levi, and the Gemara doesn't have any problem recording such a statement of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? So the Chavazior says that the answer to this, he says, is based on the words of a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Dalid Halacha Hey. The Rambam says that a Rebbe, a Malamed, is not supposed to be a captain. He's not supposed to be someone who gets upset. And then the Rambam continues, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that the Rebbe is not supposed to get upset? Bizman Shle Hevinu Atalmidim, when the Talmidim don't understand the Halacha, Mipnei Oimkoi, because it's very deep, Oimipnei Daiton Sheik Tzara. Or they simply, it's beyond something that's too difficult for them, it's beyond their comprehension. Aval, im nikir l'rav, shehim srashlam medivrei Torah. If the Rebbe, the Rav, sees that they're being lazy, and it's something that they have the ability to understand, but they're not trying hard enough. Chayiv lirgoiz aleyen ulahachlimon bedvarim. Then the Rambam writes that there's an obligation on the Malamid, on the Rebbe, to get upset at his Talmidim, and the Rambam says that he is supposed to insult them. L'achlimim b'dvar means to embarrass them. K'dei l'chadadam. Okay, in Yinzeom Ruchachomim, and the Rambam quotes the statement that the Gemara says, Zeroi Gemara b'Talmidim, that you're not supposed to be easygoing with your students. Are supposed to be difficult, and you're supposed to be serious and sharp with the Talmidim. And therefore, the Rambam says that there is a halacha that we say, not always, but in certain circumstances, that the halacha is that the Rebbe is supposed to, and the Rambam says chayiv, he's obligated to get upset at his Talmidim. So therefore, this that we find in the Gemara by us, that Rebbe got upset that Levi said a svara. He said a statement that, according to Rebbe, could not make sense. It was a statement that's untrue, that Rebbe felt was inappropriate and wasn't completely thought out for a person of Levi's stature. Therefore, explains the Chavis Yor, that's what Rebbe was telling him. Rebbe was telling him is that such a statement is only appropriate for somebody who doesn't have a brain to say. Someone who can think, someone who has the ability to actually think, which he felt that Levi had the ability to think things through, he expected that he would not say such a statement. That's how the Chavis Yor explains the Gemara. There's an interesting halacha over here, that it says that the halacha, that although in general it's usur to embarrass other people, and there's an isser that one is not allowed to embarrass others, nevertheless, the Rambam over here says that when it comes to a Rebbe and a Talmud, a Rebbe is allowed, and not only allowed, he's encouraged and he's mechuyev, he's obligated to embarrass a Talmud in order to help him and in order to cause him to be able to learn properly. And the question is, what exactly is this halacha? There are different ways to understand it. Some want to understand it. Maybe we could suggest that the pshat is that if this is the way that you're supposed to learn, if a person is lazy, so then the Talmud is lazy, the Rebbe, in order to get him to learn, would need to wake him up and insult him. So therefore, it's understood that when somebody comes to learn, it's self-understood that to a certain extent he's being moichel on his kavod, and therefore it's as if he's giving the Rebbe reshus to embarrass him to this degree. Or we'll say that it's not a special halacha in the mechilo that the person who's being insulted is moichel because he wants the Rebbe to teach him. That's not the pshat. Now, the pshat is that there's a certain way that the Torah has to be taught. The Torah has to be taught in a way that it has to be understood properly. And if this is the only way that you're able to teach the Torah, if you have obligation, person has the obligation to understand and learn Torah, and the Rebbe has an obligation to teach the Torah. And in this circumstance, because they're being lazy, it's not got with Chazal, or at least the Rambam understood. The Rambam understood that it's not possible otherwise to teach the Torah. So in this case, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of teaching the Torah, obligates and requires a person to embarrass the Talmud in order for them to understand. It's interesting, the Shevet Alevi has an interesting shaila in Chelik Yud Sim Kuf Samach Beis. What's the halacha? Does this halacha of the Rambam apply to girls? Does it allow a teacher of girls to embarrass a girl in a certain situation if she doesn't understand something? Or for whatever reason, if the teacher thinks that there's a good reason and she needs to be embarrassed? If we understand that this is a halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah, so the halach is a Hilchas Talmud Torah, in order to be mekayim the teaching of the Torah, so that obligate the Rebbe to embarrass the Talmud, so the Talmud should be able to understand. So then, it's hard to understand how this halach would apply in situations where the Rebbe is not teaching someone Torah, or if the Rebbe is teaching someone who is not obligated to learn Torah. And since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only a mitzvah on boys and men, it's not a mitzvah on girls. Even when a girl is learning Torah, if she's in a school and whatever the heter is to teach them Torah, for girls to learn Torah in school, they're learning halachas that applies to them. But the bottom line is that there is no key mitzvah of Talmud Torah with what women learn. In fact, the Beis Halevi learns that there's no key in mitzvah whatsoever, though we find that there's certain mitzvahs that women are not obligated in, yet they could still do. They're not obligated in the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar, but they could hear Shofar and they'll be mekayim in mitzvah, they make a bracha. The mitzvah of lulav and sukkah, they're not obligated in, but if they actually sit in the sukkah, if they shake the lulav, they do get a mitzvah. The Beis Halevi learns that we don't say this rule by Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah, even if a woman decides to learn something, She doesn't get a key mitzvah. She's not fulfilled any mitzvah. The Beis Halevi brings a raya from a Gemara in Soita, with discussion for a different time. Al Kapanah, the Beis Halevi says that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah by a woman. So if there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you can't apply this halacha of embarrassing a Talmud to girls. However, if we learn that there's a certain element of mechila, there's a certain element that automatically when someone comes to learn, it's understood that he is engaging the teacher to teach him. And this is the proper method of teaching under this circumstance. So there's a sort of mechila going on over here. So if this is the case, so then we can say that this doesn't only apply to Talmud Torah, and it would apply even to girls. We find the interesting, very interesting thing, that the Rambam wrote a sefer, Mishneh Torah. The Rambam wrote, it includes all the halachis of all the halachis that come out from the Gemara, the halachis that are applied today, and even the halachis that do not apply, they're only applied during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And it's well known that the Ravid wrote Hasagos on the Rambam. That on the Rambam sefer, Mishneh Torah, it's printed together with the Rambam. The Ravid was a contemporary of the Rambam, was a Rishon, wrote comments on the halachas of the Rambam, and these are called Hasagos of the Ravid. And there the Ravid disagrees. Whenever the Rambam writes something that the Ravid disagrees with, the Ravid comments on the side, and those are printed next to the Rambam, the disagreements of the Ravid with the Rambam. If you look in the words of the Ravid, we find many, many times, and the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, his language is very, very strong. The Ravid says shibashu, the Ravid says that what the Rambam writes is a shibash, it's a mistake, and sometimes the Rambam writes, the Ravid writes loinoyer, that he didn't have any light, he wasn't able to understand. There we find times where the Ravid's language is very, very serious, he's almost putting down the words of the Rambam. It's one thing you want to disagree with the Rambam and say that I disagree, chaylik on the Rambam, but to write that it's a shibush, it's wrong, it's a mistake. The words of the Ravid are very, very strong. And the question is, why did the Ravid write this way? Why, when he wrote his corrections on the Rambam, did he write it in a way, and he commented with very strong language on what the Rambam wrote? So in fact, we find that the earlier Achronim discussed this, the Chida in the Sefer Shem HaGdolim, Mareches Gdolim, in Ois Aleph, in Sivkot Yud Aleph, when he discusses the Ravid, so he quotes a tshuva from the Ramami Panu, and he says, "Hatam shehisik olav b'chol toikif." The reason why the Ravid was very, very strong in his language when he disagreed with the Rambam, who kidei shehadoyrois layismchu olav, so that you should know that for the coming generations after the Rambam and the Ravid should not rely on the Rambam. If somebody comes, the Rambam writes, the halacha is X. And the Ravid comes and says, you know what, I disagree, and I think the halacha is Y. Different halacha, the halacha is the opposite. So somebody later will come and say, okay, he says this, and he says this. It sounds like a gentleman's disagreement. It doesn't sound like a very strong opinion one way or the other. So maybe one person will decide to go like the Rambam, someone else will decide to paskin like the Ravid. So the Ravid wanted you to know that I disagree very strongly with the Rambam. I hold that what the Rambam wrote is wrong, and nobody should paskin. You hold like me, if you hold I'm right, that nobody should paskin this halacha of the Rambam. Nobody should go like the Rambam. And they'll think that it's very, very strong opinion, and therefore, that's the reason why the Ravid wrote such a strong language. The truth is that the Chazon Ish, in a letter, it's printed in Kovitz Igros, Chelik Aleph, Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, also says the exact same thing. He says that the reason why the Ravid wrote with strong language, really, he didn't have to, or he shouldn't have written such strong language, but because he wanted to let everyone know that no one should decide the halacha based on the words of the Rambam in these cases, and they should pass the halacha according to what the Ravid is saying, so therefore, he had to write strong language. And the Chazon Ish says, there's a Gemara that says, your person's not allowed to argue with his Rebbe. So the Rambam, for his generation, maybe everyone's not his Rebbe, but for later generations, he's a much bigger Talmud Chacham. You'd be considered everyone's Rebbe, so then you wouldn't be allowed to argue. So therefore, the Ravid wrote in a very strong terms that he disagrees with these halachas, and therefore, one shouldn't feel compelled at all to go like the Rambam in these halachas. That's the way that the Chazon Ish explains it. And we find it's expressed similarly in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chedushim of Shlaim, Rav Shlaim Haiman. Now that's how Rav Shlaim Haiman understood it. However, Michal Feinstein, it's brought down in his Sefer on Chumash, in Chedushim al HaTorah at the end of the Sefer, and it's also printed in Rav Michael Feinstein Shiurim in Zvachim on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Over there, in these places, he quotes what he was told by his father-in-law, the Briskerov. And the Briskerov said a different understanding in the Ravid. The reason why the Ravid disagrees with such strong language with the Rambam is he says because there's a concept that's the concept that's mentioned in the Paiskim and the Kadmoinim, ein masi ponim bedin, that we don't play favorites when it comes to a din Torah. We don't play favorites and we don't try to be nice. If we want to know exactly how to paskin a din Torah, who's right and who's wrong, so then we have to be straight and we can't go easy on anyone. So when it comes to learning Torah, when it comes to how to understand whether a certain halacha is correct, whether a certain svara is truly logical, something is not logical, it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense, so the Ravid felt, or these halachas, if whenever the Ravid says that it's a mistake, it's a shibush, it's a mistake, and the Rambam was completely wrong, the Briskerov understood that he was obligated. The Ravid held that he was obligated, he was mechuyev to say how wrong he felt it was. It's not the pshat that he could have said it nicely, or he could have said it not nicely. It's not that he had a choice. The Briskerov understood the Ravid, that when the Ravid is masig, and the Ravid used these words that he used, he felt that it was because the Ravid felt that since in these cases the Rambam was so wrong, other cases he agrees with the Rambam, but in these cases where he disagrees, he felt the Rambam was so wrong, he has to tell you that this is not stam wrong, this is completely wrong, and there's absolutely no way, it's unequivocally incorrect. And therefore, and when it comes to Torah, a person is mechuyev to say that something is completely wrong. If he feels that it's truly incorrect. It could be that these two different ways of understanding the Hasagas HaRavid will be dependent upon this Shiloh, how we understand the previous halacha of the Rambam. When the Rambam says that there is an obligation on a Rebbe to embarrass his Talmidim and to try to explain to them that what they're saying is completely wrong, according to the Briskerov, we understand that's a halacha. It's a halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah that a person has an obligation to say if something is wrong, you're mechuyev to say how wrong it is. You're mechuyev. You have an obligation to say that this is completely wrong. The other person will be embarrassed that he said something. You'll say he has no brains. He has no brains in his head. Levi will be embarrassed. That doesn't make a difference. The halacha, Hilchos Talmud Torah, a person is obligated to say the truth. You can't not say the truth. If I learn like the Chazon Ish and the way the Chidah and the Rama Mipanu understand the Ravid, it seems that maybe there was an easier way to say it. The Ravid wants to tell you that this is the halacha. It says the halacha that you're allowed to embarrass Talmidim. Okay, when it comes to a Talmud, when a Talmud is sitting in front of you, so you have to teach the Talmud, so then it's understood that the Talmud is Meichel. But we know what the Ravid never asked the Rambam if he would be Meichel him if he speaks badly about the Rambam or if he says that the Rambam is completely wrong. We don't find there's a concept of Mechila over there. So if that's not, if there's no Mechila over there, so obviously this halacha of the Rambam doesn't apply when the Ravid wants to disagree with the Rambam. So then we have to come up with a different reason that the Poskim said that the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam to teach you not to paskin halacha like the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.